you would like to support Kids Pod to allow us to make even more episodes, you can make a one-off donation for as low as $5 at ko-fi.com/kidspod. That's ko-fi.com/kidspod. There's no obligation, and Kids Pod will continue to remain free for all. But we want to keep Kids Pod going strong well into the future, so we really appreciate any support you can give. From all of us at Kids Pod, thank you.
Hey Kids Pod listeners, this is Amy Chan, creator of Kids Pod. This is a special Kids Pod Rewind episode where we listen to a past interview from the Kids Pod archives. I hope you enjoy.
Kids Pod.
Welcome to Kids Pod, a podcast where kids get to ask adults the questions they really want to know. Nothing is too rude to ask. You send in the questions and our adults will give kids the answers they want to hear. Have you ever wondered what your teachers are really thinking? In this episode, we talk to Christy Fang, who is a primary school teacher. Mrs. Fang is going to answer your questions about what the adults at school think about the kids in their classes, if teachers ever get in trouble with the principal, and even what happens when they need to do a fart in class.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Christy Fang, and I'm a grade 6 teacher in Melbourne, Victoria. I've been teaching for 12 years now. I've taught grade 1 and grade 4 as well, and my favourite subject of all time is mathematics.
My name is Joshua, and I'm 9 years old. Have you ever not liked someone in your class but then pretended you're nice to them?
Hi Joshua, good question. I get asked this all the time actually. And the truth is I'm very, very lucky. I've never, ever, 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 ever disliked a child. Even if a kid is really, really naughty, I still love them to bits. Doesn't matter.
Hi, my name is Charlotte and I'm 8 years old. Have you ever secretly been in love with another teacher?
Hi Charlotte, I love your question. It actually made me laugh a lot because, again, my students ask me this question all the time as well. They say to me, who's in love with who? Who's in a relationship with who? The truth is, when you're a teacher, there are not many male teachers around. So no, luckily I have never been in love with another teacher. However, there are a lot of teachers at our school who are either married or boyfriend and girlfriend, and the kids love it.
My name is Gracie and I am 8.
What do you do when kids ask you a hard question and you don't know the answer?
Hi Gracie, that's a good question. This happens every day. Kids ask me all sorts of crazy stuff, whether it's about school or not about school. And I do one of two things. Either I pretend I know and then I look at them and then they know I'm kidding. Or I say to them, I have absolutely no idea. Thankfully, we have Google. Let's Google that together. And then we open up the interactive whiteboard and we look it up together. Or if I'm really, really, really busy, I say, let's look that up later, and then we all forget.
Have you ever needed to do a big fart or a poo in the middle of class?
Gracie, you have no idea how many times this has happened. As a teacher, you're not allowed to leave the classroom to get a drink, to go to the toilet, to do anything. So you just have to stand really, really awkwardly. You also have to learn how to control all of your bowel movements. So you have to go before school, recess, lunchtime, after school. And if you really, really, really have to do a fart in the middle of class, you pretend like you're doing something in the hallway. You walk outside, stand there for a little bit, and then you come back in. So if you ever see your teacher go out and in for no reason, you know what they're secretly doing.
Hi, my name is Gemma. I am 6 years old. I like to know, when people do farts in a class, do you notice?
Hi, Gemma. I don't know if you heard my last answer, but but as you know, I secretly do them in the corridor. If a child does one in the classroom, whether it's silent or loud, I lose my cool. I make a big deal out of it. I'm like, who farted? Get away from me. Leave the classroom now. And all the kids laugh. But I do tell them that if they need to fart, they have to leave the room because I don't want that going up my nostrils, ever.
Is the principal always nice to you?
We are so lucky at my school. My principal is so nice to me and so nice to everyone else. He always sticks up for us. He always gives us a good amount of work to do. He's really nice to us. He's really nice to the kids. I do have some friends at other schools, though, whose principals are not as friendly and not as nice to them. And I guess it's the same in any workplace. Sometimes you'll get a boss who you don't really get along with, and he might get along with some people but not with everybody. Sometimes you'll have a teacher who you'll see gets along really well with half of the class and not the other half of the class. And I think that's the same for any sort of job. We are lucky that my principal is really nice, but I know that's not the case for everybody and not everyone gets along with their principal. But thank you for such a good question.
KidsPod was created by Amy Chan. Intro by Nikki Strauss. Cover art by Glenn Strauss. Special thanks to Christy Fang, Joshua, Charlotte, Gracie, and Gemma. To send us your questions for future episodes, contact us at amychan.com. This is Maybelle Strauss. Thanks for listening.